Familiar faces and names and sounds, but each with a new story to tell. Gnarls Barkley follows up on this huge crossover hit, and an 80s icon and an 80s party band both return with fresh sounds, and the White Stripes frontman takes matters into his own hands. I just had to hear that part. Lizzie Goodman of Blender Magazine is here with us to talk about what's new, what's good, and what we should stay far, far away from. Hi, Lizzie.
Hey there.
Nice to see you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
I'm also going to encourage people on our twitter.com/BPP folks to tweet as they hear the music and tell us what you think of it along the way. Let's start with Mr. White and Company, the Raconteurs. It's a side project of Jack White of the White Stripes, described as a new band of old friends. We'll get into the music in a minute, but I want to talk about Jack White's power play with the record company and journalists. Explain what he did.
He released the album with absolutely no lead time. They basically took it directly from sort of mastering in the studio and figured out the shortest amount of time that it would take to get it to every outlet. So, you know, to literally get the vinyl pressed, get the CDs pressed, and then get them to stores, and then they released it. I mean, I don't even have an advanced copy. I don't know what to do about this. You know, everyone's going to get it before us journalists. So, you know, it's we're all getting it at the same time. And it's just another in a long series of sort of new systems that bands are employing to try and figure out how to deal with the way that music is released right now, how to combat leaks, how to get it directly to the fans. We saw Radiohead with that was the sort of most famous play so far, but this is Jack White's take on what he would do.
He just announced, yep, we're releasing it, and deal with it, critics, your fans and journalists, yeah, getting it at the same time.
And the idea, and this is what, you know, they're saying, is we want to get our music to our fans as quickly as possible, and we want to keep the perception of the record as pure as possible. So fans get to decide before they've read anything we critics think about it. They get to see what they think about it first. So that's sort of how they're spinning it. And they're also saying, which I find really interesting, that this is a way they're encouraging people to buy the entire record. So even though on iTunes it'll be available obviously to sort of purchase singles, this is another, even though this is a very sort of new age way of doing this by saying we're going to get the album directly to you on digital outlets and everywhere else, it's also very old school because he's sort of saying, but I would also really like it if you guys would buy the whole thing and listen to it all at once, because single culture obviously is so dominant now. So it's an interesting combination of old and new philosophies.
Well, let's take a listen from the Raconteurs new release, Consolers of the Lonely. This is Salute Your Solution.
I still think I got a little situation, so listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration, but not for me, I always send them people someone else. Why do people always seem to just be on my cash?
I could be talked into all of this. You know, on their MySpace page, though, they do give you a little snippet of each track, so you're not just...
Blind. Heard a little bit, but you know, it's sort of today everyone gets it everywhere, and that's sort of, and you hear this song. I mean, can we also mention just for a second that this is a ridiculously awesome rock band? I mean, you know, it sounds like summer, and that's when this record would be coming out, but so we're gonna get summer early, and who doesn't like that? So thank you, Jack, very much.
I'm into it. A lot of people may remember the Raconteurs cover of that Gnarls Barkley song. Let's play that. It's a little audio grease to get us into Gnarls Barkley. They call their new album The Odd Couple, possibly referring to the band's members. You got kind of Stocky, Bolt, CeeLo, lanky producer Danger Mouse.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think, you know, I think it's also referring to the fact that they're weird and sort of proudly weird.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It was kind of a fluke. I mean, it wasn't a fluke in that it wasn't a great song and they aren't capable of writing great songs. Obviously they are, but it was a fluke that a band this odd, this sort of distinctive and weird and dark in some ways, managed to write the song of the year that everyone was covering, including the Raconteurs. I mean, they were like 15 on the list of people who did covers of that song. And, you know, I think that's what I like about this record, is that they didn't, instead of saying, oh, wait, maybe we're a huge pop band now, they've released something that is very in keeping with what they are, which is, you know, a complicated, very soulful, sort of quirky R&B group. And I'm glad that they stuck to that as opposed to trying to be sort of overwhelmed by the huge, mammoth, almost freakish success of that single.
Well, let's hear a track from The Odd Couple. This one's called Run.
Hair's still the same. Can't you feel the pain? Well, they need no hits today. Ain't nothing like the real thing. I've seen it once before. And oh, it's something else. Good God. Cool breeze, come on in. Sunshine, come on down. You have the teardrops of a cow. The circus is coming to town. All I'm saying is sometimes I'm more scared of myself. You better.
Like they spent some time at a flea market and picked up a whole lot of vinyl.
Yeah,
and came home and listened to all of it at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that song is incredibly catchy, but it doesn't exactly conjure like making out at the roller disco. You know, it's like this is a weird, cool, bizarre group. And I'm glad they've stuck to their roots in that regard.
And you know, I almost said, oh, is it sophomore slump? But Danger Mouse's worst with so many different people.
Yeah.
You can't even call them this. It's a second effort.
Right. I mean, we were talking about the Raconteurs as Jack White's, so, you know, side project. Now they're huge, of course, but it's sort of the same. I mean, both CeeLo and Danger Mouse have tons of other stuff, certainly on their resume, and that they're even still working on. So this isn't the only, it's not even that Gnarls Barkley is the only thing they have going on. So
I think Danger Mouse is he doing Beck's new record?
I think I heard
that.
Yeah. So he's got some other projects.
Some other things going on. The new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Madonna is returning next month with a new release called Hard Candy. The first single drops today. So the big question, obviously, how do you stay fresh if it's your first record came out 25 years ago? You know the answer?
Yep.
You get all cougar with Justin Timberlake.
Exactly.
You make sure Timbaland's on speed dial. They all collaborated for this song, 4 Minutes to Save the World. Let's listen.
Hey!
After watching Ian Shalhoub, I know who I'm dancing with at the Christmas party next year. After watching Ian bust it, does the super trio combo work?
It does, yeah. I mean, this is the best. There's been a lot of sort of, you know, bloggy, snarky talk about how Madonna's, this album isn't so good. What's leaked, people have been sort of not so nice about online. And I think this is the first song that I've heard that I'm thinking, oh, well, this is a hit. This is definitely a hit. And Justin Timberlake is a genius, and he sounds fantastic, and she sounds fantastic. And like you were saying, I mean, Madonna's, the way to be Madonna these days is to use the power play and to call everyone on earth who's good and ask them to come work on your record because they're going to do it. You know, it's like, and Pharrell's on this record, you got Timbaland,
oh, wow.
And it, you know, there's a lot of people who are working to make this album good. But I have to say that even when I hear these tracks, and even this one, which is going to be a big hit,
it's
and sounds
huge.
Really good, yeah. I go, where's Lucky Star? Where's Holiday in this song? Where's the simple pop song that you just want to dance around your bedroom to? So it's sort of like a really fancy designer outfit with 30 different big name designers all on the same person. And you're like, that looks really good, but maybe you just want, I miss the one statement song. So
and also
I have to
say
that.
There's a little bit of a marketing thing. I believe it's going to be in the new movie Get Smart.
Yeah, I mean, right. And you know, that's, but it, the thing is, it's not a criticism of Madonna. I mean, this is a woman who has certainly earned her cred. It's
mm-hmm.
not as if she has always been sort of a production darling. She knows how she sounds. She knows what works for her. And now she's doing what works for her again, which is to take the fact that she's the biggest pop star in the world and, you know, market herself and market her music and get the best people on it. So good for her. But, yeah, it is a little bit of a sort of a mammoth song in a way that her other songs used to be sort of intimate.
Mm-hmm. And finally, this is a real blast from the past. The B-52s have not put out a record in 16 years. And in that time, has anyone really filled the void they left?
No way, and they never will. You know, what's fascinating about this is Who are these B-52s? I mean, how dare they come back from... They got to be famous twice already, you know?
They sure did. The first go-round
and then in the second go-round of sort of reclaimed fame where they started out as a total new wave band out of the punk scene and then sort of were rediscovered as a huge popular band, Rock Lobster, all that stuff. And now
here they
are again, Love Shack. I mean, yeah, exactly. These sort of go-to singles that everyone knows. And now here they are again, doing what basically none of their peers have been able to do, which is to release an album today that not only sounds exactly like what you want a B-52's album to sound like, but it's also fresh. I mean, you hear these songs and you're thinking, yeah, like this needs to be on the radio right now. It's irreverent, it's quirky, eccentric, and pure pop. And it sounds incredibly fresh, so I bow before their altar as usual.
And I love that they always pick a good name. This track is called Funplex.
I'm a pleasure seeker, shopping for a new distraction. I'm a pleasure seeker, looking for some platinum action.
Love Fred Schneider.
I know, and there's been all this talk about how the lyrics on Funplex on this album are so dirty. Like suddenly he's discovered sex, you know, and it's like
late to the party.
You know, whatever. So you discover sex in your 50s, you get there, you write a dirty album, like do it. You're Fred Schneider, you can do whatever you want, and everyone's gonna love it.
So
congratulations.
Funny. I see Kate Pearson because I have a house in Woodstock, and and she runs a motel up there,
with themed rooms and so on.
Yeah, it looks like you can stay overnight in a B-52's album cover.
What does she look like just walking around?
She's great looking. Yeah. That's one thing. They were sort of well preserved.
I know. I don't know how that happened, but all those beehives, maybe they protect you or something.
Lizzie Goodman from Blender Magazine. I think it's a 4 for 4 day with these bands.
We were talking earlier about how maybe I would tell you what not to listen to, but I got to go thumbs up in every one that we've talked about today.
There are enough weeks when there are some...
Exactly, right. We'll get to the part where we say don't ever get anywhere near this album because it's terrible and it will ruin your life, but that's not today.
Not today. Lizzie Goodman from Blender, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's check out a little more Gnarls Barkley. This one is called Blind Mary.
That does it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. The BPP is directed ably by Ian Chillog.
Our staff includes Dan Pashman, Jacob Gans, Wynn Rosenfeld, Angela Ellis, Caitlin Kenny, and Nathan Duell.
Our interns are Elsa Butler, Laura Silver, and William Hoffman.
Manoli Weatherall is our technical director, assisted by Josh Rogeson.
Trisha McKinney is our editor. Laura Conway edits our website and our blog.
Our senior producer is Matt Martinez. Sharon Hoffman is our executive producer.
My name is Rachel Martin.
I'm Allison Stewart, and the BPP is online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.